I can't see you very well. It's kind of a reflection.
It's weird how we say it is, like with the window glass. It feels like when you go to jail and you have to visit somebody,
right?
And you look across the glass from each other. That's the feeling that we have up here where we do our interviews. It's kind of crazy. But hopefully that will change in the near future, hopefully. Yes. All right, let's go ahead and get this started here.
All right.
Habano 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. We all know about the Women's Big 12 Basketball Tournament that's coming back into town this weekend. Here in the studio, tell us more about it. It's the primary analyst for the Big 12 Conference Women's Basketball package on Fox Sports and play-by-play announcer for ESPN and the SEC Network Monday Night Games, Brenda Van Lingen. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, it's good to talk about some basketball in Kansas City, right?
Absolutely. We are so excited to have the Big 12 Women's Tournament back in Kansas City.
I was just asked you earlier, it's been the first time since 2012, is that right?
First time since 2012. It was here on and off over the years for a lot of years, but it hasn't been here for 8 years.
Wow. You know, that's one thing I associate the Big 12 with, especially tournaments, is here in Kansas City. They love some basketball around here, and we should have some pretty good action coming through here this weekend.
Absolutely. The defending national champion, Baylor, is coming to Kansas City. They're the number one seed in the women's tournament. And then you've got 9 other teams that are really good, that have all kind of been beating up on each other, but they're great shooters, great scorers, rebounders, everything. You're going to see a little bit of everything. The best three-point shooter in the nation plays for Oklahoma. Wow. They're just great players, great coaches all the way around. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, so you already brought it up. Let's talk about with Baylor as far as how good are they compared to last year?
Well, a lot of people think they are better than last year, and they graduated 6'7", Kalani Brown, and their point guard, who was the MVP of the national championship game, but they've replaced with Taya Cooper, who is a transfer from South Carolina. She's the point guard, and they've got a couple of 6'2 post players that can run up and down the court. Lauren Cox is terrific inside. Juicy Landrum is a great three-point shooter. Dede Richards, probably the best defensive player in the country. I mean, it's really cool that we have them here in Kansas City, and you can see the defending national champion, maybe this year's national champion, right here in Kansas City.
Yeah, it's kind of like watching, if you think about a super team, this is probably as close as you're going to get Big 12-wise.
No doubt. I mean, they've already, as a program, they've won 3 national championships, and they're one of the top 3 teams in the country right now that are the favorites to win it again.
All right, what about the local teams? We got some KU and K-State fans around here. How you think they'll fare in this tournament this weekend?
Well, Kansas is a really young team, but they've got some good talent, and they've won a few games here lately, so they've got a possibility. They play Texas Tech on the first night, opening night on March 12th, which is Thursday. And then Kansas State actually has a player that probably will be announced here in the next few minutes as the freshman of the year in the conference.
Oh,
her name is Aoka Lee, and she's 6'5", and she has been dominating inside. And they play on Friday morning at 11 o'clock. So it's just like the men's schedule, that the first day is the bottom 4 seeds. They play on Thursday, March 12th. And then Friday the 13th are all the quarterfinal games. And then the semifinals are Saturday, and the championship game is Sunday. But K-State has really been on a roll lately. It will be interesting. They might do some special things in this tournament.
Can my Wildcats make the big tournament?
You know what? They're close. They, because, you know, the committee looks at different things, and how they've been playing lately is one of them, and that's where they're really strong. They did stumble a little bit in non-conference play, so I think they're going to have to win a couple of games here in the Big 12 tournament to make the big dance.
All right, so what else should we be looking forward to or looking towards as we get closer to the tournament,
you know,
as far as other teams?
Yeah, there's some really affordable tickets on Friday night, so a lot of schools are on spring break starting on Friday, but those of us that are staying in town, Friday night, it's only $5 for tickets for youth night. So you can bring your family, your team, whoever, and get $5 tickets on Friday the 13th for the evening session. And then Saturday are the semifinal games for the adults listening. There's a brunch and basketball right before the game start at 11.
Oh,
and
they're listening.
It's bottomless mimosas bottomless Bloody Marys. So it's going to be a party on Friday morning before the semifinals, and then the championship on Sunday. But, you know, there's some great teams. You ask about the great teams. TCU has a bunch of great guards. They're the number two seed in the tournament. Texas is the number three seed. They've got a couple of future WNBA players on their team. Nice. There's just a lot of talent. And then just yesterday, I was on the Fox broadcast of Iowa State and Baylor. And Iowa State pulled off the upset.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They ended a long winning streak right in the Big 12.
They did. They ended their 58-game winning streak for Baylor. First team that's beaten them in Big 12 play in over 3 years.
Wow.
And Iowa State had a little Hilton magic up there in Ames, so they pulled it off. So Iowa State has a good team, too. It's just no matter what session you come to, it's a chance to see great basketball right here in Kansas City. And especially if you have young players in your family or on your teams that they want to see some of the best at really affordable prices. Municipal Auditorium's a great place to watch basketball, great teams to watch, great family atmosphere. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Make sure y'all go to sportkc.org/Big12WBB for more info and to get those tickets. We'll have more information on our website at kprs.com as well. But make sure you hurry up and get those tickets because they're going to go. Trust
Absolutely.
Me, they're going to go fast.
You bet. It's this week. Let's go.
Let's go, Brenda. Appreciate your time coming in. Look forward to see you not only down there but also on TV making the calls.
That sounds great. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on.